Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, the email is, she loves this guy, really digs him, except there's one big old problem. He is broke. So what does she do about it? Mo's got the email.
Hello, Burt Show. I live in Ontario, Canada. Came across your show on Facebook during COVID and have been listening ever since. You guys are so funny and smart and each bring something special to the show.
You are sure you're listening to The Burt Show?
Love y'all. So let me get down to it, as I need some advice. I'm 28 and have been dating my current boyfriend, who was 29, for the past 10 months. I met him after getting out of a 7-year relationship that I was completely miserable in. I can honestly say I've never been so happy in my life. I love him so much. He treats me like a queen and is everything I ever wanted in a partner. Over the past 2 months, though, he has been going through a very hard time. He had to move out of his apartment last minute, and he does not have family to help him out, so he has been staying with friends until he can get back on his feet. You might be thinking, why can't he afford a place of his own? First, he was in a serious motorcycle accident when he was 13. He ended up shattering his leg and has been living off disability since he was 18. He actually has a permanent limp, and this has a genuine impact on him working as he does renovations. Second, rent is stupid expensive and almost impossible to live on your own. We've talked about him doing maybe a desk job, but he doesn't have those skills as he's been doing trades his whole life. We plan on getting a place together down the road, but I don't want to move in until he has consistent money coming in. Aside from disability, one thing I love about him, that he has goals, works really hard, and wants better for himself. If he was content with his situation and had no drive, I would completely be turned off. He never mooches off me. We split the bill, and we can, when we can, and he always pays me back. So I never feel like he's taking advantage. But the thing is, I have a full-time 9-to-5 job with consistent income. I just moved back with my parents, so I'm saving as much as I can. Whereas my boyfriend works here and there and is barely getting by on disability checks. $1,200 a month. He basically lives off the money he gets and has nothing left to put away. So my question is, what should I do? I love my boyfriend and don't want to break up. But money is important to me, as I want to live comfortably. I don't need to live lavishly. I don't expect him to pay for me or get fancy gifts. I love him for him, but I've also been in a relationship where money became a huge issue and I was taken advantage of. I know as a couple, you should be there when things get hard, but I'm also close to 30 and want some structure. I still live at home, so I shouldn't be talking too much, but I just don't want to waste my time. But I also have never loved someone like I love him, so I'm torn. Burt Show, please help or give advice if you've been in a similar situation. All the best.
For me here, I'm
I'm going to be a little calculated in my answer, so you guys go first.
For me here, I feel like you're really going to regret it if you dump this guy because you're stressed about money right now. That being said, like, I know the number one thing when it comes to divorce is usually finances, so you got to figure that out before you move in with each other, which of course you already know. I think if you get some kind of physical representation of what he needs to be making in order for you guys to move in, I feel like that's going to make the most sense. Like, for example, if you want to get a house before you two move in together, why don't you find some houses on Zillow and print them out and say, hey, this is my goal for us to be able to afford in the next 1, 2, 3 years or whatever. How can we both get there financially? This is where I'm going to be. Where can you get, where can you be so that we can both afford this together?
So I live this. Minus the limp and disability. However, my husband does have a nub. I'm just saying, because he cut off half a finger. And I don't know. And I'm trying to put myself back there because it was a long time ago. Like we met 17 years ago and that is a substantial amount of time and people misremember. And I understand that, but I don't ever recall being put off by his lack of employment or lack of money. And I don't know what this says about me, but it's because I always knew I could provide for the both of us. So maybe if she was in more of a stable situation herself, because they are both kind of up in the air right now, I can understand how that would be disorienting and you would be hesitant in moving forward in the relationship. But for me, dating somebody who did not have a consistent job, but I saw so much potential, treated me like a queen, brought everything else to the table minus, you know, money. It was at the bottom of my priority list.
Mm-hmm. I've got a couple of strong feelings about this. First of all, I think that you knew that if you were going to be the provider, that Bart was going to have his roles and he was going to provide in different areas that weren't financial. So it was an equal relationship.
Totally. Always has been.
That is 100% where you have to go if one isn't working. The second thing I would say here is, look, this is important to you to have money and for him to have a job to be able to provide financially. Don't go off of his potential. I would say at some point or another, he has to show you what he really is. You are hoping because you love him so much that this is part of him, but this might be him in theory of himself, but not really what he's all about. I wouldn't rush into this relationship if that's important to you.
Somebody once said on the show, and I don't remember who, but you have to look, and it might have been Cassie, you have to look at your partner. And if your partner, if this is as good as it gets, as far as like, you know, you got to put potential aside, this is where they are for the rest of your life. Are you going to be okay with that? Or are you going to be happy with that?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on what kind of advice to give, but I do agree with Bert. I mean, if it's me, it's a no-brainer. If I feel like this is my person and I feel like they make me feel like I've never felt, and that to me would be more important. And I just have faith in myself that we'll find a way. We will work this out. But at the same time, if you already have those feelings of I love this person, but I want to be with this person, but then maybe you're right and you should accept it for where it is and find a way to move on.
The Bert Show.